Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Micah 2. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word, we pray that you would help us to be focused on the good all the time, to think about you and your ways, to be willing to listen to correction, and not to covet the things of this world. We pray that we will be looking to you and what really matters. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Micah 2. Woe to those who plan wickedness and evil deeds upon their beds. In the light of the morning they did it, because they have power in their hands. They covet fields and seize them, and houses, and they take them away. They oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, look, I am planning disaster against this family, from which you will not be able to remove your necks. You will not walk proudly, for it is a time of disaster. In that day they will raise a proverb against you, and will wail a bitter wailing, saying, we are utterly ruined. He exchanges the portion of my people. How he removes it from me, he apportions our field to an apostate. Therefore you will have no one casting a line by lot in the assembly of Yahweh. Do not preach, they are preaching. They should not preach to these. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should this be said, O house of Jacob? Is the patience of Yahweh shortened? Are these his deeds? Are my words not pleasing to him who walks upright? But recently, my people have risen up as an enemy. From before the cloak, you strip off the robe. From those passing by in confidence, returning from war, you have driven out the women of my people from the houses of their pleasure. From their children you have taken away my glory forever. Arise and go, for this is no resting place, on account of uncleanness that destroys with painful destruction. If a man walks about in a spirit of deception and lies, saying, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink, then he would be a preacher for this people. I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will surely gather together the remnant of Israel. I will set them like sheep of Bozra, like a herd in the midst of their pasture. They will be in tumult from people. The one who breaks out before them goes up. They break through and pass the gate, going out through it. Their king passes before them, Yahweh at their head. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Micah prophesied in the years leading up to Assyria coming and taking the northern kingdom captive, and also a great deal of the southern kingdom of Judah as well. He talks about the northern kingdom some, but seems to be more focused on the southern kingdom of Judah. The prophecy started in chapter 1 with the word hear, and that word will be repeated a couple more times, so the book seems to be in three sections. Chapter 1 talked about God coming in judgment, but it didn't go into the sin of the people very deeply, other than saying that Samaria was built with the prophets of a harlot, and it will return to the prophets of a harlot. But now, in this chapter, Micah gets specific. This chapter starts with the word, woe, meaning something bad is ahead for them, and specifically, the people who plan wickedness on their bed, and then get up the next morning and do it. And what they're doing is taking land away from the defenseless. Apparently, they're using technically legal means to take people's property. Yahweh says he will give them some trouble they can't get out of. They were taking property from people, but a time will soon come when property is given to someone else outside of Israel, and they won't be giving their inheritance to anyone. When it talks about casting a line by lot, he's talking about dividing up land as an inheritance. They would measure the land into portions, and then cast lots to decide which son got which portion. But the wicked people are telling the prophets not to preach about the coming destruction. They steal even people's clothes as they walk by. They kick people out of their houses. He says in verse 10, "Arise and go, for this is no resting place," which sounds like the type of thing the rich would say about their property, no camping. But God is saying that to the wicked. They are getting kicked off the land. Then Micah says sarcastically that if someone came preaching that there would be plenty of alcohol, the people would gladly receive that preacher. But then, at the end of the chapter, there is some hope. Yahweh says he will gather them like sheep, and the king will pass before them. And the king is Yahweh. And now for a deeper dive. Clearly, we don't want to be the people who are planning the evil in their bed and then getting up the next morning to do it. It is a bit of a test we could ask ourselves. What do we think about on our beds? David said in Psalm 63, verse 6, "When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches." Someone has suggested that when you wake up in the night and have trouble sleeping, it's God wanting to have a conversation. So pray. And then one other thought on this chapter. In verse 6, the people say, "Do not preach." They are preaching. They should not preach to these. Disgrace will not overtake us. It's funny that they preach that the prophets shouldn't preach. And then later, if someone preaches lies about plenty of alcohol, they'll be happy to hear that. Today, the one moral that everyone seems to be sure applies to everyone is that you should not apply your morals to anyone else. Or, to say it another way, the one virtue today is tolerance. Don't judge. But if we are not willing to listen to reproof, we are in grave danger. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.